Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt, who is chasing the ball. Landis reaches third base with a triple. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Landis scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bowens moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Orsino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas strikes out. 1 out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio moves to third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Landis is called out on strikes. 1 out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. 2 outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn is hit by the pitch. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Seaburn moves to second. 1 out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Seaburn scores. That run is unearned. It's Orioles, 1, White Sox, 1. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hansen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappas strikes out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-2 in the game. Orsino hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Orsino and he is safe. Buford steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive to right field. Bowens throws towards the plate. Orsino fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Orsino. Buford scores. Robinson moves to second. It's Orioles, 2, White Sox, 2. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Dick Hall now pitching. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gaines pinch hits for Dick Hall. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 3, White Sox, 3. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brandt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso pinch hits for Gary Peters. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Buzzard now pitching. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seaburn moves to second. One out. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Sam Bowens. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kirkland now playing right field. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-3 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Buzzard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for John Buzzard. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.